Chapter 5.
So,
she asked as she took my hand. The feel of her skin against mine was strangely comfortable. It was almost like we'd done it a million times before, only I'd just met her. Hell, I didn't even know her name yet.
I have to ask, why did you decide to play Terra Forma?
She smiled brightly.
It's not as if there aren't other choices in the esports world.
That feels like a loaded question, I said with a laugh as we began walking down the street.
It isn't,
she grinned at me sheepishly.
See, I love Terra Forma more than anything, but whenever I try to talk to my contemporaries about it, they just shrug and disinterest fills their eyes.
That grin shifted into a smirk.
Somehow, I do not feel that it will be the case with you.
I suppose so. I couldn't help but laugh. I play it like 90 hours a day.
False,
she replied in a fucking perfect Dwight Schrute impression.
There are only 24 hours in a day.
Fair enough, I said with a laugh.
Though I'm surprised you know about The Office. That show ended forever ago and no one gets any of my references for it. It's pretty much the second best show that was ever made.
She held up one finger.
First being One Punch Man, of course.
At that moment, I wanted to marry her. Instead, I just stood there slack-jawed while she pulled me along.
But you still haven't answered my question. Why Terra Forma, champ?
Because, I said, after I chased away Cupid and his arrows with a mental swat. I like everything, okay? I shrugged nervously and swung my gaze around the darkened street. I like the crafting your city part a lot. You know, taking nothing and making something. I like engaging in trade with other communities.
And taking everything for yourself.
She mused, eyes bright and full of intelligence. I guess. I scratched the back of my neck. I've never really played that way. Yeah, I know you can exploit the other communities, especially the ones through the portals. But I always found I enjoyed the game better when we all got stronger. Then, when I needed aid, they could help me.
That's not a common strategy.
She was looking at me intensely now, and for some reason I felt the need to justify myself. See, there's always the threat of the great and powerful Zaxxas, the planet devourer, coming, right? I've encountered the bastard 3 times in solo play, and the one time I actually won, it was because my allies from the portals helped me. They came into my world with fucking legions, everything from dinosaur riders to high-tech wave skimmers to flux mages. And then we fought while I used every ability in my god's arsenal to put a dent in him.
Really?
She asked, with barely contained surprise.
I hadn't heard of anyone ever beating Zaxxas when he shows up.
Well, it was just the one time, I said, sort of flushed. The first 2 times I put up a good fight, but without any allies showing up, I got killed before he was even half dead. I stopped, because she was staring at me wide-eyed.
You got him half dead solo?
The words were barely a whisper. Yes, I said with a shrug and tried to play it off, but she stared at me in amazement for a long time. Too long, really. Anyway, that's why I like the game. I like to form the community. Even in my matches with other players, you'll find I use my hero units a lot more than most players.
I still can't believe you got Zaxxas to half-death solo.
She swallowed hard.
That would be like, I don't know, soloing the Battle of Helm's Deep. Well, that's why I lost, and why they would have lost if the elves hadn't shown up. I smirked. And I have to say, I am surprised that was the reference you went with.
Oh?
She smiled brightly at me.
I guess I could have said something like soloing the Siege of Paris and Vikings, or the raid by the Royal Commandos against German dry docks at Saint-Nazaire during World War II.
She looked at me curiously.
Or would you have preferred me talking about the defeat of the Resurrection Ship in Season 2 of Battlestar Galactica?
I was in love. Totally. Utterly. Somehow, some way, she knew history, Lord of the Rings, Vikings, and Battlestar Galactica? Who was this girl? Normally, the girls I'd met were fans of me and kinda sorta the game, but this girl, she just seemed more into it. Like she really understood what an accomplishment it was to fight Zaxxas off. And she was pretty to boot. It almost defied logic. Worse, it made me a bit nervous, though that could have been because we were entering a part of town I definitely wasn't familiar with. Is it much farther? I asked as I looked around, anxiety starting to build in my gut. Because I'll be honest, I'm starting to get antsy. I don't really like not knowing where I'm going. It was true. I hated being lost or not knowing where I was going. I know some people thought of that as an adventure, but, well, when I was a kid, I'd gotten horribly lost. See, my dad had left me at a Little League pizza party and neglected to come get me for some reason or another. So, my 7-year-old self had the bright idea to try to walk home. I'd gotten a cup of orange soda from the fountain and then made my way outside where I got horribly, tragically lost. After a few hours, a guy at a local Chinese restaurant saw me crying into my cup and asked me what was wrong. That wound up being the best thing that happened to me that day because the guy called my dad and got directions to my house. Then he drove me home while telling me I was very brave and that I'd walked several miles and had made really good time. Needless to say, my dad had been less than pleased, but he hadn't gotten mad at me, not really anyway. With all that being said, I was now the guy who triple-checked directions.
We're almost there,
she said with a cutesy smile that nearly melted my heart.
Don't worry.
She shot me a wink.
Trust me, it'll be worth it.
Oh, I don't doubt it, I said. And I'll be honest here, I believed her in the core of my being. There was just something about her I couldn't quite put my finger on, something ethereal. It wasn't just that she was Greek goddess level beautiful, or that she seemed to like all the same things as me. It was more that in her presence I felt, well, truly understood. Like I could have told her anything about myself and had it be okay. Now, I'm not one of those guys with a closet full of skeletons. Hell, my most embarrassing memories were rather tame to some of the stuff I'd seen in movies and on television, probably because I was also one of those guys who didn't like watching embarrassing stuff on television. And yet, I felt like I could have told her about the one time at band camp where, well, and it would have been okay. Better than okay. She squeezed my hand, and another surge of warmth shot through me, calming my nerves.
I know you don't like not knowing where you're going.
She smiled at me, and my heart skipped about 12 beats.
It's why you're such a good player.
You've seen me play? I asked, though I wasn't sure why I was so surprised. Jesus, I was like a schoolboy with his first crush. I knew that and knew I should get it together, and yet somehow I knew it would be okay.
Many, many times.
She winked again.
In fact, you're my favorite.
Her grin grew mischievous. "And now you'll be mine." She licked her lips. "I have to say, I've waited a long time for this moment." I couldn't help it. All the blood rushed to my lower region, which was probably the only reason that I didn't flush cherry red. "Ever since you beat Windsor in that qualifying match, I knew you had something special." She watched me as she spoke, her eyes darting around my face to search for clues. The thing was, I knew my face revealed everything. It always did, because I wasn't really a good liar. My manager hated it. Hated it. Always said I needed to go sleeveless so I wouldn't wear my heart there. But I was who I was. That match was 6 years ago. I shook my head. It was by winning that tournament that I got a seat in the All-Star Amateur Expo Tour. I took a deep breath. I'd had to win like 7 more tournaments to even enter the pro qualifiers. I thought like 6 people saw that. Everyone thought Windsor was going to win. She smirked. He had so many more monster units surrounding your hero units, and half of them were down. Her eyes went far off, like she was re-watching the match in real time. "Then you pulled off that shadow teleport and appeared in the middle of the horde." She looked right at me. "After that, it was a foregone conclusion." "Yeah, well," I said as I rubbed the back of my neck in embarrassment. "They were just NPCs, and he should have known not to trust the AI to control them against an actual player. Then again, he had abysmal micro, so..."
"So it wouldn't have mattered," she agreed, as we came to a stop in front of a big brown warehouse-looking building that had definitely seen better days. For one, it had boards where the windows would have been and was covered in graffiti, some of which was pretty good. Hell, there didn't appear to even be a door. Worse, it was surrounded by a rusty chain-link fence with that razor wire across the top. That said nothing of the weed and trash-strewn parking lot between the gate and the building, nor the overflowing dumpers leaning haphazardly against a wall with part of its guts exposed. "We're here," she said, after giving me just enough time taking in the scene to get worried.
"Are we condemning it or something?" I asked while trying to keep my apprehension in check. "Because that place looks like it will come down any second."
"Oh, you're quite right about that."
She tapped her left wrist with 2 slender red-nail-tipped fingers.
"In about 7 minutes, the whole thing is going to come down. It's why I picked this place."
She gave me a smile that said, "Aren't you quite pleased with me?" "That seems bad," I hedged, not sure where the hell we were going with this. "I'm going to ignore how you know that for obvious reasons, mostly so when the cops ask what the fuck happened, I can shrug and be like, I don't know, officer. But at the same time, why are we here?"
"To go to my place."
She gave me a look that made me think I was being dumb, and try as I might, that didn't make any fucking sense because I was very much not the dumb one. "Is your place in there?" I asked, while hoping against hope that it was not.
"No,"
she replied, and as she shook her head, I let out a sigh of relief.
"Just the gateway to my world."
The way she said that last part made me think she wasn't being 100% truthful. "The gateway to your world?" I repeated. "Is that a euphemism for your vagina?" At my words, she turned bright red.
I'd never thought about that,
she said with a laugh as she tapped her chin with one finger.
I suppose it could be, but no, that's not what I meant.
She quirked her head then and stared at me for a long time.
Wait, did you think I was taking you somewhere for mating?
Well, I wouldn't normally call it mating, but yeah? I was thoroughly confused.
Is that wrong?
She burst out in a fit of nervous laughter, and I'll be honest, it made my stomach twist with embarrassment. Normally, I wasn't the type of guy who assumed girls wanted to fuck me or whatever, though honestly, it was usually the case.
It didn't even cross my mind that you would want to mate with me,
she said a bit shyly when she'd finished laughing.
It has been a long time since someone wished to.
She moved toward me and ran one hand down my chest, sending a wash of heat rocking through my core.
Unfortunately, while I believe it would be very pleasurable, I also believe it would kill you in your current state.
Wait, what? I blinked at her like at least 7 times, maybe 8. Kill me?
Yes.
She nodded fervently.
Your weak human body could not possibly survive mating with someone like me.
I'm 100% lost. I sighed and ran a hand through my hair.
Allow me to demonstrate,
she said as she took a quick step toward me. And before I realized what was happening, she kissed me full on the mouth. Not deeply or anything. Hell, it was scarcely a brush of her full lips against mine. But that, well, it was enough. Because for that split second, that infinitesimal nothingness of time, I ceased to fucking exist. Every cell, no, every atom in my body screamed out in such sheer pleasure that it was all I could do to keep my heart from exploding. My chest sucked in a breath so hard that it racked my whole body as I crashed to my knees on the sidewalk beside her. The impact rattled through my entire body, and yet I barely felt it. No, the entirety of my being was focused on trying not to come apart at the seams. And then it hit me. Withdrawal, unlike anything I had ever felt. A craving, gnawing, insatiable need to have her, to throw myself into her flame and never come out because it would be worth it. Thankfully, that didn't last long because as my jaw clenched and my hands curled into fists, she nodded at me and waved her hand. A wave of glowing golden warmth spread over me, and just like that, it was over. In fact, it was better because I was fine. I wasn't sore or thirsty or hungry or anything other than 100% tippy-top, very best ever health. Jesus, I said when I finally regained my breath. I think you might be right. The strange thing was, she didn't seem to hear my words right away. Instead, she was still focused on me with a very curious look on her face. One perfect red eyebrow was arched in curiosity, and her eyes swam with a million calculations I couldn't register.
You know, she said carefully, you should have died from that.
Huh?
When I kissed you, I used the barest fraction of my power because the gulf between us is so large that it would be incalculable. But as you knelt there seething with want, I realized I'd used double what I meant to.
She touched her lips briefly.
What can I say? You're a good kisser.
She flushed slightly, making her freckles stand out on her cheeks. And it should have killed me? I took another deep breath and got to my feet.
Yes, she nodded. I am very sorry about that.
Okay, I sighed, and tried to do something other than recall the memory of her touch. It was hard, even with the spell she'd done and the full knowledge that touching her might actually kill me. I still wanted to do it. Crazy. So, what are you, some kind of succubus? I gestured at the building. And why are we here? I smirked. Because it's obviously not for my hot bod.
Sadly, I wish it were.
She bit her lip as she looked at me longingly.
But alas, I have come to you, Garrett Andrews, because I need your help.
Like, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope, help? Or I need a couch moved across my foyer, help? I asked. If she was confused by my reference, it didn't seem to show.
The first one, she grinned. Though, if you're offering for the second one...
Hey, what can I say? I'm a helper. I nodded once. So you didn't answer the first question. Are you a succubus or something then?
A goddess.
She shrugged like it should have been both obvious and wasn't a big deal. Only, I thought it was a big fucking deal. You're a goddess, I said, a bit disbelievingly. You mean, I kissed a goddess?
I suppose you have, without even knowing her name, no less.
Her cheeks were flushed.
I am Rhapsody.
So, one name, like Rihanna or Kesha. I was trying to take this in stride, but it was hard.
Exactly.
She nodded at me.
Though I have many titles.
A wicked grin slipped on her lips.
Devourer of souls, scourge of the wicked, bitch.
Her eyes met mine as she said that last one.
But there is one title I truly adore.
She leaned in then, so close that I could feel the heat and power radiate off her like I was next to a blast furnace. And when she spoke next, the words hit my brain like an electric shock.
Forger of worlds.
No, I whispered as I stumbled away from her. The Forger of Worlds was the goddess from Terra Forma. The game started off with her appearing to the hero in a dream and asking for help. Then your eyes would flicker open, and a black cowled woman with flame red hair would reach out her.
Yes.
She gave me a nod as she held out her hand.
What do you say, adventurer? Want to go on a journey?